Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Our trivia questions come to us from the websites onthisday.com and sonicbirds.com. Question number one. It was on this very day back in 1880 that the composer of the hymn Semper Fidelis was named the director of the United States Marine Corps Band. Who was that, anyway? Was that A, Aaron Copland? Was it B, John Philip Sousa? Was it C, Leonard Bernstein? Or was it D, John Williams, director of the USMC band and composer of Semper Fidelis? And question number two, what are the best and the worst months to release music? Is it A, the best month is October and the worst is January? Or is it B, the best is January and the worst is October? Or is it C, the best is June, the worst is February? Or is it D, there really isn't any best or worst month since all months are remarkably similar in coverage and sales? So when, if ever, are the best and worst of times to release music? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of September the 30th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1903 that pianist Vladimir Horowitz was born in Berdichev, Russia. 1903 today. And it was 60 years ago today, 1962, that the Beach Boys album, Surfing Safari, was released. It was their very first album release, 1962, today. Balsam Range, Blue Collar Dreams, introduces our country, folk, and bluegrass music news. It's titled September 27 to October 1, World of Bluegrass 2022, a five-day event. Published by IBMA.org on the 13th of September, 2022. Nashville, Tennessee. International Bluegrass Music Association, IBMA, is excited to announce performances by four of this year's IBMA's Entertainer of Year nominees for this year's Bluegrass Music Awards show. Molly Tuttle in Golden Highway, the Pole Ramblin' Boys, Sister Sadie, and the Del McCurry Band. Also a star-studded list of performances by Dan Tomitsky Band, Ronnie Bowman, and Bella Flex, My Bluegrass Heart, will be included in the show, with special Hall of Fame tributes and performances to honor Norman Blake, Peter Rowan, and Paul Moon Mullins. Last year saw a combined attendance of 101,368 with a return to an in-person event in Raleigh. The festivities also generated more than $5.7 million in direct economic impact within Wake County, according to figures released today by the Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau. The events include the three-day IBMA Business Conference, IBMA Bluegrass Ramble, the annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and the two-day festival. Balsam Range, playing in the background now, will perform at 6 p.m. Friday, September 30th, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium.
My good intentions withered on the vine. I'll kick the can a little further down the line. My good intentions withered on the vine.
Yo-Yo Ma's Bach Cello Suite introduces our classical music news. It's titled, King Charles III is a former cellist who once conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. This is published in ClassicFM.com by Maddie Shaw Roberts on the 11th of September, 2022. The King of the United Kingdom is a musician at heart with a deep love for ballet and Beethoven. Charles III, King of the United Kingdom, is a longtime supporter and patron of the arts world, with patronages at the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music, Royal College of Music, and beyond. And it all stems, it appears, from His Majesty's early years spent going to the ballet with the Queen Mother and playing in the cello section of his university orchestra. While modestly describing himself as quote-unquote hopeless at the cello, His Majesty recalled in a radio podcast diligently practicing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in his bedroom ahead of a performance with the orchestra of Trinity College, Cambridge. "I love playing in the orchestra at Trinity, albeit rather badly," he admitted. "I remember playing in Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and trying to practice in my room at Cambridge to an old record conducted by Herbert von Karajan, who was the great conductor in those days, in the 60s. There was me sitting with my cello and my tuning fork, and I put this thing on, and of course he took it at an incredible lick. You've no idea how fast. Alongside his cello endeavors, the king learned to play trumpet and piano as a child, making his public debut, age 15, as a trumpeter at St. Giles Cathedral, playing with the 80-piece orchestra at his school in Scotland. I find the whole experience of being with the orchestra, or listening to it, in a wonderful great hall. I mean, it is extraordinary because the sound completely surrounds you, and there is nothing to substitute for that, I think. The king has said of his music-making experience, "It's that wonderful sensation of being part of an immense whole, with royal duties and the expectation of military service calling. His Majesty laid down his cello when he joined the Royal Navy and Royal Air Force in his early 20s. When I joined the Navy, I found it wasn't so easy to take a cello in a ship," he admitted. "It got abandoned for a bit, and I never managed to take it up again." And in improv crime news, we have this article titled, Police Across America Issue Warnings Over Busking Scammers Pretending to Play the Violin. This is published in ClassicFM.com by Sophie Alexandra Hall on the 3rd of August, 2022. Posing as buskers, scammers have been miming playing the violin to pre-recorded tracks to solicit donations from unsuspecting passerby. Police across America are issuing warnings about a new major nationwide emergency involving violins. Over the last 2 years, reports of scammers pretending to play the violin, posing as buskers on the street, have swept across the USA. These miming musicians will move the bow of a violin along to a pre-recorded track, which is usually stolen from another creator. Instead of simply leaving the cases out so a passerby can leave money, like most buskers do, these con artists will usually have someone with them, either collecting money or play against a sign pleading for money to help with rent, bills, or other financial issues. Some falsely claim to be sick or raising money for a poor relative. Real violinists have filmed themselves confronting these pretend performers, and a few of these videos have gone viral on the internet and been shared by numerous news organizations up and down America. Some reports are calling the scam finger syncing, a play on the term lip syncing, where a singer mimes to another musician's voice. Most commonly, scammers will use electric violins, plugging the instrument into a speaker via a cord. This gives a reason that the scammers can use as to why the violin melody can be heard coming from the amplifier as opposed to the body of the instrument. The violinists tend to stand with their backs turned to onlookers, probably so their fingers cannot be seen, or else their miming could give them away. A person filming challenges a sham string player outside Target, saying what he's doing is quote-unquote insulting. The videographer continues, "Do you know how insulting and awful this is to actual musicians? It's not fair. You don't deserve this. People work their lives to learn this instrument." And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, Toot Your Way to Musical Genius with the World's First Trombone Rhythm Game. This is published in ClassicFM.com on the 22nd of September, 2022, by Mandy Shaw Roberts. Test your rhythm skills with this absolute hoot of a game, trombone champ. You've heard of Guitar Hero? Now get ready for the Internet's favorite new toy, fanfare please, Trombone Champ, the world's first trombone-based rhythm music game. In an impressive feat of laser-focused hand-eye coordination and lightning-fast reaction times, players have to move their mouse up and down to target the right note of the scale while simultaneously paying attention to the rhythm and clicking as each note passes the left side bar. There are 20 tracks you can choose from, including Strauss's magnificent Also Sprocht Zarathustra, Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, and Rossini's William Tell Overture. Trombone Champ also assesses your playing as you go, with each note appraised as anything from nasty and meh to nice and perfecto. Launched on Friday, the 16th of September, the game is currently available on Steam for PC, with a Mac version expected to be released soon. Julian Lennon's Too Late for Goodbyes introduces our rock and pop music news. It's entitled Singer Julian Lennon, I'm So Much More Than John's Son. He spent years grappling with what it meant to be rock and roll royalty. Now Julian Lennon is ready to reintroduce himself on his terms. This is written by Rachel DeSantis, published in People magazine on September 19th, 2022. The year was 1985, and a then 21-year-old Julian Lennon was riding high on the success of his debut album. It had been 4 years since the British musician's father, Beatles rocker John Lennon, had been gunned down in New York City, just as the two were on the brink of mending a long-damaged relationship. In those years, Julian had been focused on carving his own path, telling People at the time that he hoped he'd soon be able to prove himself and get out from his iconic father's shadow. I used to feel I was in a goldfish bowl, he'd say. Now the water's rising, and I'm poking my head out. Maybe someday I'll crack the glass. Fast forward to 2022, and it seems he's finally shattered it. Though it may have taken him longer than expected, Julian, now 59, is content with where he is in his life, having learned to forgive his dad and accept the hurdles he's faced. I'm good all the way down the line these days, he says. I'd always hoped I would get there. How long is the journey going to be? That was always the question. Julian put that journey under a microscope on his seventh studio album, Jude, out September 9. The title alone shows how far Julian has come. It's a nod to the Beatles classic, Hey Jude, written by Paul McCartney in 1968, to console young Julian as his parents, John, and his first wife, Cynthia, split so that John could pursue a romance with the artist Yoko Ono. The orchestrated version of the Beatles' Good Night introduces our local music news. It's titled The 22-23 Pop Season, North Carolina Symphony. My Mandy Concert Hall and Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Raleigh. The season starts with Cirque Dances by Troupe Vertigo on Friday, Saturday, October 7-8 at 8 p.m. Stunning aerial acts, astonishing acrobatic feats, and mind-boggling contortions, all perfectly coordinated to beloved music. Then there's Holiday Pops on Friday, December 9th at 8 p.m., and Saturday, December 10th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., holiday favorites and traditional carols you know and love, followed by Aretha, a tribute on Friday, January 20th, 2023 at 8 p.m. and Saturday, January 21 at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Broadway star Kapathia Jenkins performs Aretha, her hits including Chain of Fools, Amazing Grace, and Respect. Then there's Revolution, the music of the Beatles, on Friday, February 10th, 2023 at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 11th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Guest vocalists and the symphony perform restored orchestrations from the original sessions at Abbey Road, accompanied by rare and unseen photos of the band projected on the big screen. Followed by In the Air Tonight, the music of Phil Collins and Genesis, on Friday, March 17 at 8 p.m. and Saturday, March 18 at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., guest vocalists and the symphony pay tribute to mega band Genesis and Phil Collins. And last but not least, there's Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert, on Friday and Saturday, May 5th and 6th, 2023 at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Symphony performs John Williams' legendary score live. Secure your seats early for this unforgettable cinematic concert event. So go to ncsymphony.org or phone 919-733-2750 for more information and tickets. So how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, it was on this day back in 1880 that the composer of the hymn Semper Fidelis was named the director of the United States Marine Corps Band. So who was that composer? Was it A, Aaron Copland, B, John Philip Sousa, C, Leonard Bernstein, or D, John Williams? Correct answer? Answer B, John Philip Sousa. As noted in marineband.marines.mil, Sousa served as the 17th director of the president's own band from 1880 to 1892. The most famous director of the band, he wrote not only the official march of the Marine Corps, Semper Fidelis, always faithful, but also the national march, the Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa became known as the March King, having written over 136 marches during his lifetime. And the answer to our second question, what are the best and the worst months to release music? A, the best is October and the worst is January. B, the best is January and the worst is October. C, the best is June and the worst is February. Or D, none of the above, since all months are remarkably similar in coverage and sales. Correct answer, answer B, best month is January, worst month October. As noted by Janelle Rogers in sonicbirds.com on 11/21/14, whether leaves are growing on or falling from trees, it's a good idea to look at the full year when you're planning to release an album. Why? Because working a minimum of 3 months in advance is a must to meet media deadlines and help build awareness of the artist in advance of the release. One thing I never, ever, ever want to do for an emerging artist is schedule their album release in October. That is where an emergent indie band gets eaten alive, overlooked, and pushed aside for the established bands who will always take precedence. I've seen great records die simply because there was so much competition. So, October's the worst. What about January? This is a great month to release an album. Things start to quiet down with media the few months leading up to January, and people are generally ready to dig in with zest and vigor after the holiday break. So January is the best month. And finally, this just in, the show will go on. Bluegrass Festival still on in Raleigh this weekend, despite Hurricane Ian. But events are moved indoors, As noted by Amber Rupinta on 9/26/22 in ABCTV.com, the World of Bluegrass Festival, the annual International Bluegrass Music Association Festival, is scheduled to continue its run in Raleigh, North Carolina through at least 2024. Due to Hurricane Ian, however, all outdoor events this year are being moved indoors downtown to either the Raleigh Convention Center or Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. So, in celebration of the continuation of the Bluegrass Festival, let's close out today's program with North Carolina's own bluegrass guitarist, songwriter, and singer, Doc Watson, performing Sittin' on Top of the World.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away, and now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words: kindness is the language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. So long. Until next time.
Holding out your hand, I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.